Rhema for today.
And so I said to my wife, I'm sick as a horse. She knew what I meant. I'm sick big. Not only that, but I told her, I said, I'm so sick I'd have to get better to die. I mean, you're so sick, you know, you're afraid you won't die. I mean sick. Well, she laid hands on me and started praying. And I started praying. Now you understand this, that when this first started coming on me, I started doing what I've been doing for 36 years. Acting on Mark 11. When you pray, believe, you receive. Now stop and listen and learn a little something. I'd always do these, you see. 36 years. You see, I'd had 36 years and 20 some odd days of divine health. You know, not even been sick. And if I was attacked, I'd always act on God's word and it'd leave me almost immediately.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, God's Anointed Word. Later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Still bound, still tied to a chair. I want you to start believing I was healed back there when the stripes were laid on Jesus. And if I was healed, I am. I want you to start believing I am healed. Now, you see, you tell that to a lot of people. You say, you get that to work for everybody? Yeah, everybody acted on it 100 times out of 100. Yeah, yeah. But here are folks that said, but I'm not healed yet. Well, see, they don't believe what the Word says. Well, what if somebody was praying with them to get saved? They said, well, no, I don't believe in the blood of Jesus. Could you ever get them saved? Huh? Huh? Oh, I believe Jesus Christ, all right, came to the world, all right. I even believe he's the Son of God. But I don't believe in that blood business. Could you ever get them saved? No. Well, are you going to get somebody healed and said, well, no. Get them to believe what the Word says, because it's the Word that's anointed. Well, to make a long story short, it wasn't but just a few minutes. I'd say from the time I started talking to the woman, I'd say within 10 minutes' time, she's a leaping and a jumping all over the front of the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then some folks went off and told a lie on me. They said, you know that fella Hagin, he got a crippled woman healed over there last night. Never done any such of a thing. Jesus healed her nearly 2,000 years ago. She just found out about it last night. Amen? I said, amen?
Praise God.
Praise God. Now, the anointed word told her, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free, make you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the word. So we get people to act on the word if we possibly can. But you see, Christians a lot of times are babies. Babies can't act for themselves. And then there are older Christians a lot of times that have not been taught. And did you know that people can be sick spiritually just like they're sick physically?
Yeah.
A sick person has to be waited on. Now I know in 1970, in the month of August, my wife and I went up to Syracuse, New York to speak in a regional convention of the Full Gospel Businessmen, 15th to the 17th of August of 1970. And then we stayed on up there in upper New York State speaking to chapter meetings of Full Gospel Businessmen, smaller chapters and larger chapters as well, either breakfast meetings or night banquets. And then we would follow those special meetings, you know, with a seminar in cooperation with Full God Ministries. Now, they couldn't sponsor them, but they could cooperate with them, and they'd set them all up for us, and, you know, just my wife and I. And in the smaller chapters, we'd stay 3 days, and the bigger chapters, we'd stay 6 days, Monday through Saturday. And then Sunday's the only day we had off. And so we'd travel usually on Sunday to get our next appointment. And so then we checked in to on the 6th of September of 1970. We checked in to the Holiday Inn in Buffalo, New York, just off of the thruway there. They had a room all ready for us there. And actually, we're going to have this Sunday, we traveled over there. We're going to have the rest of the Sunday off. And the morning of Monday, we had a banquet Monday night with a Buffalo chapter, Full Gospel Business Men. And then we had day services in one of the local churches. But every night in the ballroom of the Holiday Inn, we had night services. And we closed out the next Saturday morning with a breakfast. And then we travel after breakfast, which usually lasted to 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We traveled over to Canada to a Full Gospel Benjamin chapter there, and that night was with them. But we're checking into the Holiday Inn on the 6th day. Remember the first Sunday of 1970 of September? First Sunday was the 6th. So we checked into the Holiday Inn, got our clothes all in and hung up, and then we got some boxes of books, and my wife would sell the books, you know, and so on. And I'd bring them in out of the trunk of the car to check it over, because we'd order. We'd phone back and they'd send them by express, and you'd get them overnight almost, even up there in New York. And so I began to carry these boxes of books in because I wanted to check them out and all, and I began to get sick. I felt sick. And finally I staggered into the room with the last box of books and set it out, and I saw I was about to pass out, I'm about to fall, about to faint. And I positioned myself where I'd, because I couldn't see anything until I fell across the bed, or I would have fallen to the floor. And I just momentarily blanked out, to tell you the truth about it, and I fell across the bed. Whatever my wife was doing, she jumped up and ran over there, and then I'm back too, but I'm sick, as we say down in Texas, sick as a horse. You understand that expression, sick as a horse? You know what that means? See, a horse is big, that means sick big. That's what that means, sick as a horse. Now you know, don't you? See, that's a good Texas, Oklahoma colloquial expression. Sick as a horse. And so I said to my wife, I'm sick as a horse. She knew what I meant. I'm sick big. Not only that, but I told her, I said, I'm so sick I'd have to get better to die. I mean, you're so sick, you know, you're afraid you won't die. I mean sick. Well, she laid hands on me and started praying. And I started praying. Now you understand this, that when this first started coming on me, I started doing what I've been doing for 36 years, acting on Mark 11. When you pray, believe, you receive. Now stop and listen and learn a little something. I'd always do these, you see. 36 years. You see, I'd had 36 years and 20-some-odd days of divine health. You know, not even been sick. And if I was attacked, I'd always act on God's word, and it'd leave me almost immediately. But I started doing the same thing now, and it didn't leave me. It didn't go. I got no better fast. And so I began to say to the Lord, instead of just going on, butting your head against the wall, have some sense. Like somebody said to me, well, I've been confessing my healing 19 years, and I'm going to stay with it till I get it. You might as well forget it. If you've been on one road for 19 years, ain't got there, you ought to know, but now you're on the wrong road. I mean, if you was going from Minneapolis down to Omaha, Nebraska, and you'd been on the highway for 19 years and never got there, you ought to know you're on the wrong road. I mean, you ought to catch on before 19 years. Shouldn't you? Just back up where you were and get on the right road. So I started saying, Lord, where did I miss it? I knew he didn't miss it. I mean, God can't miss it, can he? Say it out loud. Jesus,
Jesus
never fails.
Never fails.
Say it again.
Jesus never fails.
Say it again.
Jesus never fails.
Well, if Jesus never fails and God never fails, if there's failure, where is it?
Yourself.
It has to be on my part. So I said, Lord, where did I miss it? I'm bound to miss it somewhere. I always got results for 36 years and 23 days. I'd always got results. Why don't it work now? Well, I missed it, didn't I? He didn't miss it because he can't miss it. God can't change. He not even a shadow of turning with him. He can't fail, can he? I said, can he?
No.
So I missed it somewhere. I may be saying the same thing in the same place, acting on the same word, but I said to him in prayer, where did I miss it? You can't fail. You didn't miss it, but I missed it. I didn't make my connection here some way or another. I failed to make connection here. Or in other words, I use this illustration. Did you ever try to tune in, maybe you know, way out on the fringe somewhere, and there's some particular radio station, you know, program that you want to get, and you try to tune that in, and there's another station just keep breaking in on it. And the other station louder than the one you want to get. And you keep fiddling with that thing, sort of fine, especially the older radio. Some of the new ones work better. But I remember way on back on, you know, finally, maybe you finally get it tuned in just right. Sometimes we don't get tuned into heaven. It's not God's fault. It's on the receiving end. There's nothing wrong with heaven. Say that out loud. Say that again. Say this. God didn't miss it.
God never fails.
Jesus never fails. But if there's nothing wrong up there, then if we don't receive it, there's got to be something wrong with the receiving end.
Amen.
I said to a fellow one time, fellow minister, we was in a little town about 15,000 several years ago, just had one radio station there. I said, if your radio wouldn't pick up this local station, you right there in town now, wouldn't it's not worth. You wouldn't phone up there and say, you better have your radio station fixed. My radio won't get it. No, there's nothing wrong with the radio station. It's broadcasting every day. No, you'd go somewhere where they repair receiver sets.
Yes.
Yes. Amen? Because there's something wrong with the receiving set. There isn't anything wrong with the sending in. God's already sent you healing. God's already laid your sickness and disease on Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
You need... I'll tell you why a lot of people... I'll tell you exactly why a lot of people don't get the healing. They don't take their receiving set to the right shop.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 4-CD set entitled Knowing God as Your Father. We're also offering Kenneth W. Hagin's book, Listen to Your Heart. And last but not least is Kenneth E. Hagin's mini book entitled Obedience and Finances. All these items at the special price of $30. Call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6
yeah.
p.m. And then
yeah, on
Monday.
Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday.
Yes.
It's at 10 a.m.,
yes.
2:30 p.m., and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is summer blitz for the mm-hmm. teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through fifth grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that summer blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching from the Rhema Archives. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.